Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our 7th special session. Today's date is November 6, 2025, and the time is 10 a.m. This is our day 2 agenda. Next on our agenda is prayer. Congressman King, could you please bless us with today's prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We ask that you just watch over our mourners, Lord, and anyone out there suffering with sickness or illness. Lord, we ask that you watch over our athletes as they travel this weekend to compete. We ask that you just give this body wisdom to make the best decisions. We pray that this tumultuous time passes, and just please protect us and guide us into the future. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts? Second Speaker Redcorn? Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now in approval of the journal. The journal dated November 5th, 2025 is attached to our meeting notice. Please take a moment to review.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Under introduction of bills and resolutions, I believe that we had 11 members and it says 12 yays and zero nays.
Yes, that is incorrect and I have corrected that. Thank you.
Wonderful. So may I continue?
You may.
Thank you. Motion to approve the journal as amended for November 5th, 2025.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal has been approved. We are now in reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker and colleagues, Assistant Chief, and those listening in. The Appropriations Committee met to discuss ONCA 26-01, which is an act to amend ONCA 2596 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,690,000. $1,715 and to establish an alternate effective date. And I'm the sponsor. Congressman Big Horse is a co-sponsor. Final committee action due pass with amendments. Voting yes. Big Horse, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rivard. Congressman Hamilton was not with us yesterday, but he is today. Appropriations also discussed ONCA 2602, an act to amend 25101 to authorize IDC procurement to expend additional monies in the amount of $80,396 appropriated through the FY 2026 appropriation bills, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor, Congressman Big Horse, co-sponsor. Final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Big Horse, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 2603, an act to amend ONCA 25-100 to modify the authorization for tribal works to expend monies appropriated through the FY 2026 appropriation bills, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action was due pass, voting yes. Big Horse, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 2604, an act to amend ONCA 2594 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal self-governance funds in the amount of $983,880 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 26-05, which is an act to amend ONCA 25-103 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $507,319 and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Redcorn is the sponsor. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, Rivard. We also discussed Bill Number ONCA 2606, an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $946,824 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 26-07, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $425,000 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Big Horse, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, Rivard. That is it. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We are now in reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Goodbox.
Thank you, Speaker. Government Ops met regarding resolution number ONCR 26-01, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1, 2026. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action, do pass, yes votes. Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Whitehorn, Goodfox, one absent, King.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. The Commerce and Gaming Committee met yesterday to discuss ONCR 2524, which is a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction and to authorize the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise to execute a credit agreement, revolving note, security agreement, and related loan documents incurring indebtedness and pledging assets, and to authorize the Osage Nation to execute a non-impairment agreement to support the ONGE's borrowing represented by the credit agreement. Sponsor, second speaker, Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Big Horse, Good Fox, Keene, Redcorn, and Rivard. And we also discussed ONCR 2604, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction for a municipal services agreement between Osage Nation and the City of the Lake of Lake Ozark, Missouri. Sponsor, second speaker, Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Keene, Good Fox, Redcorn, and Rivard. We also discussed ONCR 2605, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for infrastructure and local government support agreement between the Osage Nation and the City of Lake Ozark, Missouri. The sponsor is second speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Keene, Good Fox, Redcorn, and Rivard. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. We are now on introduction of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Hearing none, we're now on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to move for a brief recess.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, yes. Please say no. Motion passes. We're in recess. Thank you.